You are back with Pave the Way, Alex, Brent. Today we're going to be talking to you guys about getting uncomfortable. So Brent, something people talk about a lot is this comfort zone and how we all need to get out of it and we all need to grow out of it. So, you know, when it comes to your life, what are some ways that maybe you get uncomfortable, or what is the process of getting uncomfortable look like? Like, people want to get uncomfortable. People that are wanting to grow, they're like, okay, I need to get out of my comfort zone. I want to get uncomfortable. How do they do that?
Well, for me, I think it's a lot of areas of my life, and it's like a practice that I've had to constantly put in my life. Of like, where I got to in real estate is because I got uncomfortable in my job with the city. And when I got uncomfortable with real estate, I started a team, and then we did insurance, and then now we're doing other stuff. So it's like my life has kind of been a journey of that uncomfortability leading you to the next step of life. And as far as me today, there's so many things that I do to try to make myself uncomfortable, as far as working out, ice baths, things like that. So even today, I'm seeking uncomfortability because I know that in order to have a comfortable lifestyle, one at some point in life where you're financially comfortable, your relationships are comfortable, all these things takes being uncomfortable. So many people go through life just comfortable their whole life, and they never really stretch outside of their comfort zone. And then what that ultimately leads to is living an unfulfilled life, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Because if you're always comfortable, you're never experiencing anything different.
Correct.
And that's basically what getting uncomfortable is doing anything different. Like, if you normally wake up at this time, just wake up at this time. If you normally don't stand up in front of a group of people, do stand up in front of a group of people and talk.
That's,
or if
exactly
you,
right,
you know, normally do this, just do the opposite. And typically, that is where the uncomfortable parts lie. And I can't even tell you how many times like I've had to get uncomfortable, or how being uncomfortable led to the next step.
Yes.
And so now it's easy to think that I've been uncomfortable, similar to what you said, like basically being uncomfortable just kept leading me to the next direction.
And I think each phase, there is like a part of it that is uncomfortable when you get to each step in life. And like even today, most of the day to day, I've been knocking doors in random neighborhoods trying to sell our services that we offer as a company. And dude, that's uncomfortable every time I do it.
Sure.
But over time, you just know that you're going to get through it. So that's how being like, and even when I get in the ice bath, you know, I try to get in the ice bath 3 to 4 times a week. And I've been doing that for probably 2 or 3 months now, you know, kind of consistently. I want to do it more, but it's not easy. Every single day, it's not easy. Every single day, I'm like, man, I don't want to get in this cold water. Man, it's cold out here. Man, it's raining. Whatever it is, and it pushes me to get uncomfortable. But then the results of being uncomfortable ultimately lead to that comfort I was talking about. Because for me, I want to live an uncomfortable life now, so in the future, my kids can be comfortable. My wife, my family can live a comfortable lifestyle. We're still going to get after it, but just having that comfortability of you're financially free, your relationships are great. That's kind of why you do the uncomfortable things, is to ultimately lead to that next you want to become.
And I would even go the extra mile to say that if you are uncomfortable, that either means that you're growing in the right direction, or that means that you need to maybe fix your mindset or change the what you're thinking about to get comfortable with where you're at.
Man, did you have growing pains as a kid? They were uncomfortable. Growing pains were uncomfortable.
But then you're 6'3" and it works out.
It worked out.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's
so,
right.
Why do you think so many people have a resistance to getting uncomfortable? Like, other than the broad answer that, like, of course it feels better. Like sleeping in feels better. Like, there's all kinds of examples where it feels better. But other than that, like, is that the only reason? Why do people have resistance to getting uncomfortable?
I think that's a deep question. I think, unfortunately, our society has almost created comfortable people in a sense of, like, you know, so many people just, you know, find a job and stay in that job for 20 years, and that's great. And so many people just live a comfortable, mundane life. And I think our society has almost created that, because we've made it like we have heat and air. We have, you know, our phones or a computer in the palm of our hand. We have all this technology at the tip of our fingertips. You used to have to go to a library to get information. So I think just, and fast food even, like, you can literally pull up to a window and get a chicken sandwich in 5 seconds, and that's comfortability. So like, our whole society has ultimately led to that comfortable nature. I love that saying. I'll probably mess it up, but it's like, hard times create hard people. Mm-hmm. Hard people create
easy times.
And you know the saying, but essentially that's kind of what's happening to our culture, is that we've created this comfortable nature that people just get in their comfort zones. They never want to think about public speaking. They never want to think about talking to a stranger. Sometimes you can't even get people to talk to you on the phone anymore. They'll text you, because they don't even want to have a phone conversation.
Or they don't even want to drive to work, like whatever the case may be. But I see what you're saying there. And whenever it comes to the uncomfortableness that I try to feel, if I'm ever in a spot where I'm like, man, it's been a while since I did something new, or it's been a while since I did something different, I'll just go right at it. And so that, whether that's, because some people are in a position where they're trying to get different friends, that's uncomfortable, like trying to move friend groups. Some people are trying to build their networks, that's uncomfortable. There was a time where I was working for a different insurance agency, and a guy came in there and told me, had a meeting with me, and he said basically that if I didn't go talk to some people about, it was lenders, if I didn't go get some lenders to send me insurance leads, he said, if you don't figure out how to get some people to do that, we're going to fire you. And you know, I was pretty uncomfortable at that moment. Absolutely. I was kind of angry. There was emotions running through me. And there's two cool things that happened to that. I'll tell one funny story. So basically I got the mindset to where I was like, okay, I'm going to go talk to these people. I'm going to go get leads from them. And I pull up to this Yamaha spot in Kennesaw. And dude, I sat in my truck for like 20 minutes listening to like a motivational. I was like, man, I like couldn't get out of the car. So I just kept sitting there and like waiting for something, the courage to hit or whatever. And dude, I finally got out of the car and I walked in, and it was like a corporate office, and there was no lenders or anything in there. It was like the corporation. And I was just like, hey, I'm going to leave. But later that same week, I called a lender that I was looking at buying a home at the time. And I called a lender and I was like, how could I go about getting better at getting leads from lenders or people that do things like you? And, you know, this is before we're real estate agents. This is probably 2019. So, and she said, you know, you just have to, you know, talk to as many as you can and build a good relationship, you know, that was kind of obvious. But then she goes, oh, have you ever heard of this networking group, PowerCore? And once she said that, I like visited a PowerCore group the next week. It was basically referral network marketing. And like you would use your network to pass referrals along. So they would give me insurance leads. But I joined this, just started to look, and I got uncomfortable and I started asking. And
was that first meeting uncomfortable?
Good Lord, yeah. I mean, I was like 22 or something, maybe three. And I stood up in front of like 10 to 12 people in between the age of like 40 to 70. And you're just like, I'm here to sell you insurance, and basically talked about your perfect customer. And yeah, it was uncomfortable, but man, I was in that thing for 3 years. Do you know how many leads I got from that?
Like 100%.
Probably 100.
And that was just outside of your comfort zone, right?
It was right there. The dude said, I'm going to fire you. So I got ticked off and I was like, you know, I'm going to go get uncomfortable. Because the comfortable thing to do was sit at my desk and keep just calling people and not talking to any lenders. But then I got up and I started talking to them and eventually built relationships. And
I think that's huge, because so many times in life, it's just like taking that leap of faith, and it's always going to be uncomfortable. Even like you said, making friends, going to church even is something that's uncomfortable for people, because you're stepping into a new environment. I felt that in our church. You know, we've been going to our church for a little over a year and a half, and now I'm so comfortable. My wife is so comfortable, but the first couple months it wasn't like that. So I think what we realize from being uncomfortable that is eventually you become comfortable in those uncomfortable environments, and then you got to start looking for more ways to get uncomfortable. So now it's like getting up and speaking at FCA, getting up and talking at church, leading a small group at church, all these things. It's like there's levels to it. And if you're self-driven and you're trying to become that next person, you're going to have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. We say that all the time. But for me, in my life, you know, there's a lot of things that require me to speak now. Even doing this, when me and Alex started doing this, it was uncomfortable. Yeah. But now we just push through it. Now we do it, you know, every week, and it's just a thing that we do now. Mm-hmm. And even door knocking today, I'm so comfortable knocking doors, calling people. You know why? Because I've done it so many times. It doesn't intimidate me anymore. There's still that little friction that you feel, but you already know you're going to push through it. And that's what's so cool, is that when you consistently push through uncomfortable situations, you just know in your brain, I'm going to get through this. You know in your brain, this isn't that bad. So I just encourage you to put yourself in those situations, and eventually they'll get easier. And eventually the levels will get higher.
Absolutely. And when you're getting uncomfortable every day, or you know, you mentioned knocking the doors and everything, can you hear the difference in like when he was comfortable and then he got uncomfortable, and now it's like you're good with hitting the doors? Mm-hmm. It takes the pain and
That's
suffering
right.
to get us stronger. We have to stretch ourselves, or else we will stay the exact same.
That's right.
If we want to be, you know, your mindset will change with this stuff too. If you start getting uncomfortable, it's going to promote different, your experience will then promote different thoughts, and those different thoughts are going to produce different conversations. And then once you start speaking with people differently and start having different conversations, it changes the way you're thinking. thinking, and then the next thing you know, you're having a different result.
Exactly.
Because you're taking different actions, because you're having different thoughts, because you've done different things. And that is why this getting uncomfortable is so crucial. Like, we cannot stay the same or keep doing the same activity and expect anything in our lives to change. And not to mention, there's way too many men, women, just people I know that will not take ownership for their life.
That's right.
Like, take ownership for the family you have, for the, you know, the opportunity you have just to get up and get uncomfortable, to learn something every day, whatever it is. So this is a topic that's like, I just feel it's so crucial, because kind of like what you said earlier again, I mean, everything we have now is because I said yes to a certain thing, and it's like he said, harder to get uncomfortable now. It really is. But all this come from just saying yes to certain things and making that leap of faith or taking that choice, getting uncomfortable with it and watching myself grow.
That's right. And I want to say here too that it is a process. In like, dude, the first time when I went to work at a company called UniFirst, basically, we had to go door to door knocking businesses trying to sell them uniforms. Tough sell.
Definitely.
And I basically got thick skin doing that, because you walk into so many doors and they just tell you, get the heck out of here, that eventually you just get used to it. But I tell you, that first week, man,
yeah,
mentally I was struggling, because I was like, man, this is tough. But then after a week of doing it, that consistent effort, you land your first opportunity. And dude, it like fires you up.
Your confidence gets to grow.
It's contagious.
Your confidence gets to grow because you have proven to yourself that the process works.
Exactly.
That getting uncomfortable works.
Exactly. So basically, going from uniform company, then I got an opportunity in real estate, and that was also uncomfortable. I had to pass this test. That was uncomfortable because I wasn't good at test taking. I passed the test. And then you go show somebody a house as a 23-year-old guy. You've never even rented an apartment. You don't know anything. You still live with your parents. That was uncomfortable. And then the minute that somebody wanted to buy a house, writing a contract, very uncomfortable. But basically what I'm saying is that the more you get uncomfortable, the better your life will ultimately be. As long as you're doing it the right way, as long as you're, you know, progressing in the right way and chasing after the right goals, it's just going to make you better. So getting uncomfortable is something that we just have to be open to, and we have to change our mindset. It's almost like if I don't feel like I'm being uncomfortable and doing things, it's like I seek those opportunities now. It's like, man, let me go knock doors. Let me go get out of my comfort zone.
Absolutely. And you being a person that wants to get better, that wants to grow, that wants to develop yourself. One thing that everyone is uncomfortable with, don't let them lie to you. When we started out just the same, everyone, it's human nature, is uncomfortable with rejection. Everyone at the beginning is uncomfortable with rejection. If you aren't uncomfortable with rejection, or if you're saying that, then, you know, maybe you grew up in literally a sales office as a 5-year-old, or you're lying, essentially.
Yeah,
because it hurts. Like, when you first get on the phones, when I first started insurance, it was literally like 100 calls a day. You get on the phone, you know, this guy wasn't happy at this time, and you get used to it. But literally, the more you do that, you build a callus, you build a resilience to the rejection, and you really start looking at it as a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds crazy, but getting uncomfortable with the rejection makes it to where you can handle these things better. And then in the long run, that helps your character, helps whoever you're trying to coach, helps your family. It helps everyone around you, because you've taken the time to deal with how you handle rejection.
I love that.
So rejection is just a big one that everybody's always getting uncomfortable with. And you start there, but you can build the resilience.
Yes. And I think, too, it's good to take this approach in every area of your life. You know, we talk about this often. It's just not, we talk a lot about business and entrepreneurship and self-development here. But even in my marriage, there's things in my marriage that if you're not careful, your marriage will get very comfortable. You know, so many marriages we see this happen to where you almost just become roommates. You just become people that live together, that have been together for so long, but there's no true like joy in that relationship anymore. So for us, like real life example, my wife and I recently, we've started praying together as a couple, and like openly, like holding arms, holding hands, and like praying openly together. And that was uncomfortable in the beginning, you know, and I think that can be uncomfortable for people, is like praying out loud, especially
even,
speaking out loud.
Even not with your spouse, like
100%,
praying sometimes
general.
Is weird for people at lunch. Like,
100%.
But if you do it, eventually you'll know that the Spirit's guiding you. And
exactly.
And you won't be afraid to say anything out loud anymore.
Exactly. And us getting uncomfortable with each other in that prayer life, now we like look forward to it. Now we're not uncomfortable, and it's helped my marriage. And that's 8 years into our marriage. We've started praying with each other openly. So that's another lesson outside of business, entrepreneurship, the family life that you're living, the kids that you're supporting. Like, you're going to have to be uncomfortable to be a good dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to have to do things outside of your comfort zone to be the spiritual leader, be the man of your household that your family needs. How many dads are just going through the motions and they get home and they turn on the TV and they don't even hang out with their family because they're comfortable? But what I'm telling you is that to be a good dad, to be a good husband, it's going to take some things that are uncomfortable. It's not comfortable for me to do the dishes or take the trash out, but it's the things that I have to do in order to make my relationships better.
Absolutely. And relationships, we can go there and kind of finish it up with relationships. Relationships are something that you got to just keep stretching. Like, for example, my wife and I had our first child last year. And if you're a dad or a mom, you understand. But that first year with the first kid, you're just, I had no idea what we were doing. I have raised zero children.
Sure, it's uncomfortable.
I was just like, yo, what is happening? There's all kind of mental, we could talk about this. That could be a whole nother segment for an hour. I could talk about the first year of your child, your first child. But my point being is that during the time, the whole first year, my wife and I, we didn't go on a single date because every time we had a weekend, we were just going to spend it like trying to, you know, connect with the Asher, with our child, and just trying to hang out and see how being a parent was. And then after the first year, we made it very intentional, very clear to every month, we're going to do at least two date nights. Every month, two date nights. And we've stuck to it. It's only been 3 months this year, but we've stuck to that. And, you know, that's not necessarily uncomfortable for me. It's like super fun. But I guess my point being is to keep digging in to your marriage and keep digging in so it doesn't get where it's uncomfortable to like go bowling or go out to eat or anything like that. Because like you said, you just have to keep working at these things, whether it's your spiritual life. I mean, it might be uncomfortable to wake up 20 minutes earlier to read the Bible, but guess what? Like, you could literally change not only your life, but people around you will ripple effect if you'll just wake up 20 minutes earlier. You're working out your physical life. It might be uncomfortable to go to the gym, especially if you're not comfortable with how you look or how you feel. But if you go, you're going to build the resilience to keep going, and then you can build a habit to go. It's every area of life, this uncomfortable stuff or getting uncomfortable works. So just take what you can from it. We will be continuing to talk about this probably for years to come because of how uncomfortable. I mean, shoot, dude, I'm uncomfortable right now.
Every day
I'm uncomfortable.
I look for it.
Literally.
So I don't want to be comfortable.
It's a habit.
Yeah. I don't want to be in a position where I am comfortable with anything because I feel like so many times we get complacent when we're comfortable. And I hate that word, complacent. Mm-hmm. I love being content, but I don't want to ever be complacent. Like, I'm content where I'm at, but I'm never complacent.
Complacent is a fixed mindset. That is where you're not going to grow. That is where you're just going to stay the exact same. That fixed mindset stuff, you got to get away from that. Growth mindset is where it's at. And the last thing I have to say about getting uncomfortable is get uncomfortable talking to people. Do you know how many friends I have because I literally went out and just talked to a guy? Or somebody gave me somebody's phone number, and then I called them. And then the next thing you know, like, I have a friend of 3 or 4 years.
The only reason we go to Vertical Life Church is because you guys.
Because I talked to a guy, yeah. And
you were trying to help your brother get uncomfortable.
My brother get uncomfortable and literally talk to a person. And then our network grew by like 180 people. And now we're going to this church. Grant Cardone said, if you want to network, go to church. Free networking.
It is.
That was like in 2016 he said that.
Because that's changed our life. Alex getting uncomfortable that day and going to Costco and just talking to a random person has changed my life. So you never know when getting outside of that comfort zone can literally radically change your life. But I do have to say that Alex didn't just go to Costco one time. It was consistently getting out of his comfort zone. The opportunity came that changed our life. And there's been multiple opportunities like that. Even just our relationship was out of our comfort zone. Even, you know, his beginnings of insurance, PowerCore, what was the thing you did at the Hathaways? Amway.
Amway.
Like, he's put himself in these positions to be uncomfortable, and he's been consistent with it. Going back to the gym, it is uncomfortable. Even for me, I was, you know, embarrassed that I couldn't bench 400 pounds, and you feel like
I still am.
Everybody in the gym is just a meathead, but they're nice people. So what you learn is that the more consistent you are, the better it is in anything. The more consistent you are in your personal development, the more consistent you are with time with your family, the more consistent you are in getting out of your comfort zone, eventually it leads to that next level of what you're looking for. So the last thing I'm going to say is get comfortable getting out of your comfort zone and have big dreams, have big goals that you're chasing, because it gives you, so many times I feel like we stay in our comfort zone because we've made it, or we feel like we've made it, and we don't have any other dreams, or we don't have any other things that we're chasing in our life. So that ultimately leads to that comfort. So what I'm saying is don't kill yourself trying to conquer the world. Find out what works for you. Find out what dreams you have. Find out what goals you have. If you don't have goals, I call you a liar, because deep down, there are things that you want to do in life. There are things that you want to do with your family. So write those things out, man. And it's going to take you getting uncomfortable to get to the next level, but you owe it to yourself to do it. You owe it to yourself to see what true potential you really have. That's what I'm chasing. I'm chasing after the future me. The future goals that I have are not for me to say that I've accomplished so much and I've done so much. It's literally just to see what potential that I have untapped that I'm not tapping into. And what I've learned over the last 4 years is that there was a lot of comfortability in my life before I started these businesses, before I took on this entrepreneur roller coaster, because it is. It's like, you want to find out what kind of grit you got? Start a couple businesses, because it's not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. But what I've learned is by being uncomfortable, it's changed my life. It's changed my life in so many ways, not just financially. That's a good part of owning businesses, but it's more the growth, the friendships that you're able to build along the way. So I can't attest to how being uncomfortable has, you know, brought so much joy into my life. And a lot of times we look at uncomfortability as a negative thing, but for me, I seek it. I seek it because it's made me the person that I am today. So I just want to beg you guys to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Whatever it is in life that you're chasing, it's on the other side of uncomfortability. That's what you got to get to. You got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, and ultimately your goals will become a reality.
Yeah. You got this, guys. We empower you. Go do it.